Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 16. All right, today we're going to be talking about wearing floral prints all year long, especially in the winter when we are kind of like not in that spring mode yet. So I want to go over just kind of my ideas on how to incorporate your floral prints now and not have to hold off until spring. And this episode is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called Tips for Wearing Florals All Year. And you'll have to excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, so if I sound a little funky, that's why. But I didn't want to miss, doing an episode. So, and florals are important, right? Okay, so let's get to it. So one of the benefits of having a blog is I feel like I can go and have like, it's like my outfits are archived. So I can just go back and see what I wore about a year ago. And so it was funny. I always talk about wearing a lot of color and, buying clothes you're going to wear and making sure you don't just buy things that you could only wear for one season and that sort of thing. So what I noticed is with my blog, when I'd go back to winter and fall, I was not wearing any of the items that I would wear in summer and spring. Well, for good reason, right? Because if the weather is colder, you need to, wear stuff that's going to keep you warm. But what would happen is that I noticed my color palette was kind of, meh. It just wasn't as vibrant and just wasn't as fun, dressing during the winter and fall. And, I just wasn't, I think, really being, kind of consistent with what I'm saying, like, oh, dress colorful and vibrant and love what you're wearing. And then I was just like, meh for fall and winter. So I decided to kind of change that up about a couple years ago after I first started doing the blogging. And came up with a different way to make sure that I incorporate my florals and different things from spring and summer into my fall and winter wardrobe. So like we talked about in other episodes, we really want to be looking at our clothes as items we can wear all year long, or at least more than just one season. And that's the whole point of this then, right? So looking at how we can make what we have, our items, as versatile as possible so that we get the most out of them. And they're items that we wear over and over again, and we're just spending our, closet real estate wisely, and spending your money wisely, right? So that's one of the reasons why I started looking at my floral dresses as an item that I wanted to pull out beyond just summer and spring. So what I want you to go away with by the end of this episode is to have some ideas of how you can pull out some of those floral prints that you would have reserved for spring and summer and try to wear them now in January, where you're just mostly wearing neutrals, right? Or black, that kind of thing. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into my tips on how to wear florals all year. All right, so tip one, what I like to do is I use floral prints that can be easily anchored. So what I mean by that is I will go with floral prints that have some black in it or some blue, some colors that maybe are a little darker that makes it easier for you to pair with some of your other winter basics and makes it easier to do print mixing. So although I think you can wear florals in the winter with lighter prints, you just need to have some items that will match with it that'll work for winter to keep you, still warm. But for me, it's just been easier when I have these prints that have a little bit of some darker tones to them to incorporate with the things that you typically wear during the winter and fall months. Tip number two is anchor your prints with basic pieces. So remember when we talked about layering for curves in episode 10? So it's kind of the same concept. So I think you want to kind of build up your essentials for doing that layering. So a black turtleneck, I think, is really helpful because if you have a floral dress or even like a leopard print dress, you can just throw a black turtleneck under it. And then it's something that you can wear with winter months with some black tights and that sort of thing. If you have a white turtleneck, you can do that. Just think of different basics that you can, pull together with a floral print to anchor it so it doesn't look too springy and out of place, just gives you, just more versatility. And I would say getting like a black striped top that's, long sleeve, just a tee, that's something that'd be very versatile to mix with prints that have darker colors. So think that. So think of those basics that you wear in the winter that you can pair up with your floral prints, a skirt, a dress, and that sort of thing. And then tip three is just layering in different ways. So what I do, I already talked about the basics to anchor it, but also think about your, blazers, your trench coats. If you have a nice statement coat, you can pair that up with florals. Think about denim jackets. So all of those things that you would be throwing on, in the winter, just think, okay, I can throw it on over a floral dress or a skirt just so that you stay warm, but you're not, keeping those florals in your closet and not wearing them just because you think I can't wear them, they're not in season. There's one piece that I'm layering this year, this season, that I haven't done before is, where I get a floral dress and I layer kind of a chunky sweater over it and then I just belt it and then tuck in the front of the sweater, like a half tuck in the front, and pair it with some tights and some boots. And it's super comfortable, but it's a nice way to, wear something that you wouldn't be wearing usually around this time of year, and it makes the dress look like a skirt. And I feel like it's just such a fun little way to change it up. And I do that for work sometimes or weekends. And it's just been something that I'm like starting to try out with different little jumper sweaters and chunky knit sweaters. So you can also do the same look with a sweater and a skirt, right? So if you have a floral skirt that's a midi length or even a little bit shorter, you can pair it with the chunky sweater, belt it, do the half tuck, or you can do it with one of those sweaters that are, a little thinner and tuck in the sweater like I did in the blog post where I talk about styling on a budget, selling on Poshmark, which was our last podcast episode. So you can do that same look, and again, you're warm, but you're incorporating those florals into your outfit. And when we think about layering, so when we talked about in episode 10, it's not just layering for warmth, but for like visual interest and texture. So in this blog post, you'll see I have this dress from Who What Wear. It's a black dress with a white and kind of green floral print. And it was a warm day that day because I'm in Los Angeles. So, okay. But anyway, I was going to wear a leather jacket with it, but it was just too hot. So I didn't do that. But what I do have is this kind of like furry clutch. So that gives a little bit of texture and changes up the look a little bit when I'm just doing this floral kind of whimsical dress. So think of that sort of element of when I'm layering, am I adding some visual interest to the outfit? Because florals are kind of light, airy, and feminine. So maybe go with like a leather jacket, go with something a little harder, a little more basic to kind of bring down the florals and, kind of just to make it a little more interesting. So tip four, we're going to talk about just not only layering dresses and skirts, but also thinking about floral prints being added into your wardrobe in different ways. So your outfit a different way. So it can be shoes. So if you have some heels or flats with a little bit of floral print, again, I would go for some darker tones just so it matches more of probably what you're wearing. You may not have a lot of light colors you're wearing in the, fall and winter. If you do, then that works. But so some floral heels would look really cute. It's really unexpected to have in an outfit. The other thing could be, a purse that has a floral print or a scarf. So really thinking about some different ways that you can kind of infuse it into your outfit and it would seem a little unexpected for fall and winter and kind of brightens up the outfit a bit. So So the stress on this blog post, I want to just talk about it for a second. It's kind of like a tie neck dress, and it's a black print with white flowers on it with a little bit of green. And what I like is that it has like these bell sleeves. So it's a real whimsical, fun dress. But since it's like a darker tone, I can wear it for winter and fall, and it works. And I just paired it with black heels and, like I said, this furry little clutch just to give it some visual texture, something different. And the clutch is like a kind of a yellow gold color. So it just gives a pop of color as well. What I like about this dress, I could layer it with a blazer or a leather jacket. So I could wear it to work if I wanted to, or wear it for, you know, evening. It's fine. You could do a denim jacket as well to kind of bring it down and make it more casual, and it would work for that as well. So it's from Who What Wear. I am wearing a size 2XL, and then I just added a belt that's also from Target. You don't have to wear a belt if you don't want to, because it just goes in, but I just did that just to add a little bit more structure to the dress. And it's just a fun dress, so it's comfortable. Liked it a lot when I was wearing it, and I wore it for my first little mini shoot with a photographer at the Grove in LA. One thing I wanted to make sure to mention is that I have a newsletter that you can sign up for, and it's called Favorite Finds, and it's going to have all the links of items that maybe I haven't got to the blog yet, or they've just been featured on Instagram. So if you sign up for this newsletter, you'll be able to get the links early before they come out on the blog. And, just get some that maybe don't even make it on the blog. Okay, so it's called Favorite Finds. It's a newsletter, and I'm going to link that in the show notes for you. Okay, to wrap up, so we talked about, you know, selecting floral prints that are in darker tones because it makes it easier for you to mix them in. And we talked about making sure you're anchoring them with some basics. And then we got into layering and, you know, just layering different ways, looking at visual interest, trying out those chunky sweaters over a dress and belting it. See how you like that. And then don't forget accessories, because that's another way to incorporate some florals into your outfit. And then we talked about that dress from Who What Wear that is on the blog post. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixedupoccurs.com, and I'm going to go ahead and link that blog post for you, Tips for Wearing Florals All Year, in the show notes. And so you can go check out that dress and that clutch and that belt all on the blog post. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe. It'd be great. I don't have any subscribers just yet. Have a lot of listeners, no subscribers. So commit. I know I have commitment issues too. Anyway, so go ahead and subscribe. If you like what you're hearing, leave me a review. It helps me know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more about. And check out my Patreon so you can help me in the development of content that is meaningful for you. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.